Welcome to Come Let Us Reason, the radio broadcast of Multimedia Apologetics, featuring science teacher and Christian apologist Dan Cody. Dan is the pastor of the Second Congregational Church in Winston. The program presents the biblical, scientific, and historic evidence which affirm the truth of Christianity. Stay tuned for how to get a copy of this program. Now come let us reason for the next few minutes with your host, science teacher, and Christian apologist, Pastor Dan Cody.
God has made a way for us to know that Jesus is the one true Savior of the world. While many are obsessed about the future and what it will bring, few take the time to investigate the evidence for the supernatural nature of the Bible and the many prophecies it contains about the future. The messianic prophecies lead to the conclusion that the Bible is from God. We are left no other choice but to conclude this because the messianic prophecies contained in the Old Testament of the Bible accurately predict, far in advance, the events that unfolded in the life of Jesus. The messianic prophecies read like a resume of Jesus Christ, yet they were written hundreds of years before he lived. Since only God knows the future, the Bible which contains the messianic prophecies must be from God. Furthermore, the messianic prophecies demonstrate that Jesus is the Son of God, sent by God to offer salvation to the world. In the last two programs, we looked at two great messianic passages in the Old Testament from Psalm 22 and Isaiah chapters 52 and 53. I would refer you to those programs on our website for a detailed exposition of those two important prophetic passages. In today's program, we will summarize the main facts about the Messiah that can be extracted from the Old Testament books, which were written long before Jesus was born. Beginning in Genesis, we find the first messianic prophecy. It occurs immediately after the fall of Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God makes known to Satan the consequences of his deception of Eve. God tells Satan that he would put enmity, or ill will, between the offspring of Eve and the offspring of Satan. Who are Satan's offspring? They are his spiritual offspring, namely the angels who rebelled against God with him, and all who reject Jesus in this present age. God continues informing Satan that the offspring of the woman would crush Satan's head, while he would merely bruise the heel of the offspring of the woman. Looking at this passage with hindsight, we see that God's words perfectly fit the struggle between the children of God and the children of Satan. Satan scored a minor victory by successfully tempting Eve to disobey God, which resulted in the fall of humanity. But Christ's work on the cross completely destroyed the work of Satan, a truth which shall be fully realized at the second coming of Jesus. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 tells us that the Son of God appeared specifically for the purposes of destroying the work of Satan. We find many messianic prophecies in the Psalms. In Psalm 2, we learn that the Messiah is in fact God's Son. In Psalm 22, we learn that the Messiah would be forsaken by God, that lots would be cast for his clothing, and that his hands and feet would be pierced. In Psalm 41, we learn that the Messiah would be betrayed by a friend with whom he had shared bread. In Psalm 69, we learn that the Messiah would be offered a drink mixed with gall. The book of Isaiah is filled with messianic passages. In Isaiah, we learn that the Messiah would be born of a virgin, that he would be a descendant of David, that he would be a great light to the people of Galilee, the province of Palestine, that was the boyhood home of Jesus, and also where he began his ministry. In Isaiah, he is given the titles Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Furthermore, we learn in the book of Isaiah that the Messiah would heal the blind and the deaf, and that he would be the servant of the Lord, that he would be rejected by his people, that he would be pierced, and that he would be a sin offering for the sins of all people, and that he would be buried in the grave of a rich man. Moreover, Isaiah informs us that the Messiah would bring salvation not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles, and that the Gentiles would worship him. In the book of Daniel, an angel reveals to Daniel the precise number of years that would elapse before the Messiah would be executed, which corresponds exactly to the year that Jesus was crucified, AD 33. The prophet Micah identifies that Bethlehem would be the birthplace of the Messiah, and that he is an eternal being, meaning that he pre-existed creation. The book of Zechariah identifies the precise amount of money that the Messiah would be betrayed for, 30 pieces of silver, which is the exact sum given to Judas for his betrayal of Jesus. God, speaking through the prophet Zechariah, states that the descendants of David, namely the Jews, would look upon the one whom they had pierced. All of these prophecies and others regarding the life of the Messiah can be extracted from the Old Testament books. Of course, what is startling about these prophecies is that they are perfectly fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ. Every single prophecy noted earlier is an event in the life of Jesus recorded in the Gospels. Certainly, we see Jesus in the New Testament specifically doing things to fulfill prophecy, but many of the prophecies just mentioned were beyond his control in his earthly human nature. Jesus did not define the method by which he would be put to death, or the amount of silver for which he would be betrayed. Jesus did not cause the Roman soldiers to gamble for his clothes, as had been prophesied hundreds of years earlier. He did not define that he would be buried in the grave of a rich man. The fact that he had supernatural ability to heal the deaf and blind, as prophesied in the book of Isaiah, provides strong confirming evidence that Jesus was the Messiah sent by God. The word supernatural refers to something that is outside of space and time, which is not constrained by space and time. Eternity is beyond space and time, and is the domain of God. The Messiah was to be an eternal being, and thus he existed in eternity with God. And he was to be God in the flesh, which is in perfect accord with the New Testament. The Messiah was to be sent by God, and he was to be God. If we consider all of the people who lived in the entire history of the world, we will see that no other individual fulfills the Old Testament messianic prophecies except Jesus. From the beginning to the end of the Old Testament, a major theme of the Bible is the Savior that would come to reconcile man to God. The Messiah is that Savior, and the events of the life of Jesus Christ clearly testify that he was the Savior of the world promised by God through the prophets. As was said in a previous program, it has been estimated that the probability that 48 of the messianic prophecies would be randomly fulfilled in the life of a single individual is 1 in 10 raised to the 157th power. Yes, Jesus Christ fulfilled all of these prophecies with the exception of those about his second coming, which are appointed for the future. This clearly identifies him as the Messiah predicted by the prophets and sent by God. And what can be said about a book that has been shown time and again to predict the future? If we are intellectually honest, we are forced to conclude that it is from beyond this world, for only God can predict the future in advance. It is impossible to explain away the large body of prophetic passages in the Bible. We are forced by the weight of the evidence to conclude that the Bible is the Word of God, and if it is the Word of God, humanity must pay very close attention to it. While it is not true, critics of the Bible will claim that some of the books of the Bible were written much later than Bible scholars claim, and that instead of containing prophecy, the Bible books contain history written after the events occurred. We are shown that this is a false assumption on the part of the skeptics by ancient copies of the book of Isaiah. While we do not have the original scroll of Isaiah written 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, a complete copy which dates to well before the birth of Christ has been found. During the 1940s, one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of modern times was made in the caves at Qumran near the Dead Sea. Among the ancient scrolls found at Qumran was a complete copy of all 66 chapters of the Old Testament book of Isaiah, which has been dated to about 100 BC or earlier. Astonishingly, this ancient parchment is virtually identical to other, more recent Hebrew copies of Isaiah, from which English Bible translations come, even though it predates these by 1,000 years. This remarkable accuracy of reproduction of the book of Isaiah over a 1,000-year period speaks of the reliability of the work of the scribes and the copyists of the Old Testament. Moreover, it invalidates the skepticism of Bible critics. The most important thing about the Isaiah scroll found at Qumran is that it is filled with the same prophecies about the Messiah found in modern Bibles, which were fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ, and it clearly demonstrates that these prophecies were written well before the birth of Christ. Over 20 characteristics of the Messiah, or events in his life, were predicted in the book of Isaiah alone. All were fulfilled in the life of Jesus Christ. It cannot be disputed that the book of Isaiah found in modern Bibles comes from a text that was originally written before Jesus was born, and yet, through prophecy, it describes many important events of his life. Thus, the book of Isaiah confirms the supernatural origin of the Bible. What we have not discussed yet regarding messianic prophecies are those which are appointed for the second coming of Jesus Christ. These occur in the Old Testament, but many were added in the New Testament by Jesus himself in the book of Revelation. John describes Jesus' work at his second coming, saying, "He treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty." Friend, I do not know where you are in your walk with Christ, but I will tell you that the Bible tells us that now is the appointed time to receive him. In his first coming, Jesus came as a servant and a sacrificial lamb, dying on a cross so that all who repent of their sins and receive him are given the right to become children of God. If you have not received Jesus, now is the appointed time, for he could return at any moment. And when Jesus next returns, it will be to subdue the earth and quell the rebellion, but then it will be too late to receive him. Turn to Christ in this very moment, repent of your sins, and believe in him, and he promises that you will be with him in God's heaven for eternity.
Thanks for listening to Come Let Us Reason, the radio broadcast of Multimedia Apologetics with science teacher and apologist Dan Cody. Dan is the pastor of the Second Congregational Church in Winston. For an audio file of this broadcast and a book that defends the truth of Christianity, visit our website at multimediaapologetics.com. This program remains on the air through the prayers and support of our listeners. To support the program, you may donate on our secure website at multimediaapologetics.com. That's multimediaapologetics.com. If you have any comments or questions, email us at CLUR for Come Let Us Reason, CLURtoday@gmail.com. We look forward to receiving your comments and questions. The address again, CLURtoday@gmail.com. And join Pastor Dan Cody next week for another broadcast of Come Let Us Reason on Life Changing Radio.